Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
73 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our first look at the commodity markets for today. With our pre-opening summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The trade has released its 2008-2009 estimates for Friday's WASDE reports. Let's go ahead and look at the carryout numbers that the trade is projecting. For corn, 820 million bushels. Soybeans, 139 million bushels. And wheat, 538 million bushels. We'll discuss those numbers in just a few moments with the folks from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, with some firm tones developing amid expectations of improved demand. Terminals are called steady, with top prices in a range from $42 to $50. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $42. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, July 8th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,036. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63.51 to $69.25. The weighted average was $67.27, a loss of 75 cents from Monday. On a live basis, spirals and gilts sold from $44.04 to $56.39. The weighted average was $54.21. For the Western Direct Hog Report, The purchases were 26,257. The base price range was 62.25 to 73.50. The weighted average, 70.39, a gain of 84 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 47.88 to 57.08, and the weighted average was 54.99. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. Well, in the U.S. Midwest, we saw some heavy rain across the eastern Midwest yesterday. Here across the east central Illinois, some rainfall totals here at WILL, 2.4 inches. At the water survey, 1.88 inches. 5 miles northwest of Sidell, 3.55 inches. Mahomet saw 2.82. Mattoon, 1.22. Springfield was an inch and a half. Decatur was just over 6/10 of an inch. And Clinton was just under 3.5 inches. We also saw some severe weather. Today's forecast, a little drier and cooler than that of Tuesday beginning next week, but totally dry weather is not anticipated across the Midwest. Adequate soil moisture now, timely showers and thunderstorm activity, and relatively seasonable temperatures provide a good environment for aggressive crop development. Almost ideal growing conditions coming up. No area will be excessively dry by the end of the two-week outlook, and although portions of the Northwest Corn Belt will be running a little low on soil moisture and would benefit a little bit from an increase in rainfall. High-pressure ridge is not expected to develop across the Midwest, according to the latest forecast data. Ridge building will occur over the Rocky Mountains and High Plains, which allow a northwest flow pattern to set up across the Midwest, and they'll generate occasional cooler temperatures also, along with some periodic showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures for the next week will be mostly in the 70s and 80s from Minnesota through Ohio, with 80s and low 90s elsewhere. Thursday through Saturday will be the warmest, with the highs in the middle 90s west of the Missouri River. And Monday will be the coolest. Some nice cool Canadian air will drop in for the early part of next week. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, rainfall was heavier than expected Tuesday in the northeast corner of Georgia and western corner of South Carolina, and also in the southern half of North Carolina. Amounts anywhere from 7/10 of an inch to 3.5 inches resulted, with 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch common elsewhere from northeastern Georgia through western and southern North Carolina. Scattered showers brought up to 8/10 of an inch to portions of central Alabama, southeast Georgia, and southeastern Missouri. Today's forecast is wetter for the Delta than for the southeastern states. Widespread rain will temporarily boost soil moisture in parts of the Delta today into Friday, and again late Sunday into Monday. Net drying will return to the Delta Tuesday, but daily showers will slow drying rates, and soil moisture levels should remain high enough to support crops, with a few pockets of dryness and stress prevailing. Greater rain will be needed by late July to prevent moisture stress from becoming more significant and threatening production. The southeastern states will see daily showers throughout the next couple of weeks. These showers will bring enough rain to maintain favorable crop conditions, and soil moisture will not be abundant enough. However, widespread soaking of rain would ensure the region could endure a period of hot and dry weather without stressing crops. In the Canadian prairies, much of the prairie will receive rain over the coming week, with the next few days the wettest. The situation should bode well for at least temporary improvement in some of the driest areas. Net drying this weekend and next week in the southern prairie may quickly return some dryness to the region, and that may ultimately lead to a little moisture stress. Most of canola country is not likely to be harmed by dryness in the far southern prairie. Southeastern Ontario and Quebec summer crops have favorable soil moisture, and a good mix of rain and warm temperatures is expected over the next coming week to 10 days. In the U.S., Northern Plains, restricted rainfall occurred in the Northern Plains spring wheat region Tuesday and early today. Rain was limited to a few locations. The rainfall through early this morning was no greater than 1600s. Western portions of the Northern Plains will experience some crop moisture stress over the next week to 10 days. Little to no rain will fall, and temperatures will be a little warmer than usual at times, resulting in strong evaporation rates and rising potential for lower yields. The situation has not become critical, but it will likely evolve in that direction over the next week or so. Since spring crops are reproducing, a generalized rain is needed. Eastern parts of Dakotas and Minnesota have much better soil moisture, and the rainfall will fall a little more timely and routine over the next couple of weeks. Crop field conditions may not be ideal in the eastern northern plains, but they'll be much better than the areas to the west. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 862.5, up 1.25, last trade up a half. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 829, up 5.75, last trade down 2.25. The December at 859.75 unchanged. Last trade was up a quarter. July corn opened at 694, up 1.25. Last trade down 7.5. December 722.75, up a quarter. Last trade down 9.5. July beans opened at 1576.75, up 15.75. Last trade up 6.75. November 1529, down a half. Last trade up 12. July soybean meal opened at 424, down 110. Last trade up 490. July soybean oil opened at 6341, up 3. Last trade up 97. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, we do have the trade estimates out yesterday afternoon after the closing bell for ending stocks and the wheat numbers as well. Anything in there that bears talking about?
You know, the market may focus on it here a little bit this morning, Dave. We've had a lot of computer issues, and I haven't even had a chance to review much of anything this morning. But there's no doubt that still what's driving this thing, Dave, is weather, crude oil, the dollar, and even to a point now with this recent collapse in the grain markets, you know, the technicals are coming back in again. But no, I have not had a chance to, like I said, to look over those stocks numbers with our computer issues. You know, what we have seen this morning and looking at the opening calls is the rebound in the bean market from yesterday's, you know, big time opening to the downside, to where we came back and closed well in the overnight trade up. The support that we're getting from a lower dollar and a higher crude oil market, I think we're going to see some rebound in the bean market. I don't think you're going to see corn rally today, but certainly look for soybeans to be stronger on the opening.
Well, most people believe that Friday's USDA reports will be friendly to soybeans, and I guess it wouldn't take a whole lot in my mindset to see beans up back at the $16 level, maybe even before Friday.
I think that's very possible, Dave, because not only are we looking at, you know, from a government report standpoint, but from a fundamental standpoint, said rebounding crude oil, but now you've got, you know, these weather conditions. We do a biweekly conference call with our customers the Corn Belt did one last week, and there wasn't a single one in six states that was very satisfied with how his soybeans looked. And now you add the rains, the heavy rains here through this part of the world here in the last few days, and I don't think that situation changes. So of the markets to lead us up, had been corn for the long time. I got to agree with you. You got to look at soybeans, and it might happen here in the next couple days.
And does Tuesday's low become interim lows?
It does for beans. I think that, you know, there is a reason to think that corn and beans can separate themselves even a little bit more than they have this week. Look for probably $6.90 to $7 to hold corn on the Dease contract. We may go down and test that area. $7.50 to probably be our term resistance area. But our technician in Chicago tells us that if corn wants to get sloppy, it could fall all the way to the $6.60 area. But again, it means they're going to go to $16, which I'm not going to argue against it. I struggle to see corn making that big of a drop.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Thanks, Dave.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois, someone from that organization, joins us every Wednesday morning here on the Pre-Opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. We're on the web 24/7 with analysis at WILLAG.org.